Hi, good morning, Rav Bosa. I hope everyone is well. So continuing here, rereading the last few lines of Os Tesvav. V'yesh ala adam l'shar b'nafsho v'yoso sha'anon v'sholev. A person, while in a tranquil state of life, he should try to estimate. He should try to anticipate ech yidag levava v'yira v'vad yavav v'biyom amavis b'yosa nochol na losli tenes hacheshbon. V'ech yizvada be'esmosa b'leiv nishba. V'koch yasa kol ha'yomim yizvada b'leiv nitka. When we think about it a little bit, it's what Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us is very intuitive. Let's say you have someone in his senior year in high school. He decides that he wants to attend such and such a university, a first-rate university, which looks to for a has high standards in terms of acceptance. So they're going to look for a track record throughout high school. But what's the problem? The problem is that even though he has really this applicant, this potential applicant, really has the necessary ability to go there. He wasn't so serious during high school. He didn't take anything seriously. He was very immature and didn't study, didn't apply himself. So his record doesn't reflect what he's capable of. So what's going to happen? So he's going to have difficulty getting accepted into the university. Let's say you have someone in a senior year of college, decides he wants to go to medical school. What's the problem? The problem is that even though he was pre-med, again, he was pre-med, but not pre-med la'afuke current partying. So there's only so much that those two commitments can be reconciled. So again, he doesn't really have the grades. I'm not impressive. So if either of those would want to give advice to incoming freshmen in high school or incoming freshman college, so what would the advice be? The advice would be, imagine, try to put yourself in the mindset. Try to imagine yourself in your senior year, where you're going to want to get. What do you want your next step to be? When you'll be, fast forward, right now you're just first day of ninth grade. But imagine in the fall, in the winter of your senior year of high school, right now you're on your first day of college. So imagine in the fall, in the winter season of your last year in college, what are you going to want your next step to be? Where will you want yourself to be positioned to go? And think of that now so that you'll be able, over the course of these next 3-4 years, to put yourself there, to get there. It's very, very simple and compelling advice. I mean, that day when the person graduates high school and is going to want to take the next step is going to come. That day when the person graduates college and is going to want and need to take the next step is going to come. So there are two choices. Either a person can not think about it and just have what in a superficial, inauthentic sense seems to be fun, and then find himself then frustrated as a senior. Or the person can live responsibly, not depressed, but responsibly, realistically. And on the contrary, knowing in a profound sense that Baruch Hashem, I'm on track. I'm on track for getting where I want to be. I'm on track for getting where I want to be the weeks and the days leading up to graduation. That's what Rabbi Yonah is telling us, and it's just so compelling. It's just so compelling. The challenge is not to get distracted from it. That's the challenge. There's no, it's not as if anyone can have any kashas on the advice. It's not as if anyone cannot understand how sound and compelling the advice is. No, our challenge is not to be distracted. Osta Zayin. Excuse me. V'yesh ala adam l'chadish lo v'chol yom mitzvos. Ulai higia tor mosa v'lo yichasa ha-mitzvos ahin. The mashmos in Rabbeinu Yonah here is, again, not just the yesh al adam lehosif mitzvos, but lechadesh mitzvos. There is an idea that a person should try to be mekayim to the extent that he can and to the extent that it's relevant, all mitzvos of the Torah. Now, again, to the extent that it's relevant, it is not recommended that one steal so that one can be mekayim the mitzvah of the heshev asagzeva ashagazel. That is not a recommended course of action, I will say. But as relevant and as is feasible, that a person should be mekayim al mitzvah hatorah. That's why it sounds like Rabbeinu Yonah yesh adam lechadesh should be looking for. Maybe, I don't know, you could teach the Chadish here differently, but maybe it has that mashmos. The Svarim that talk about this say that in lieu of the actual kiyum of mitzvahs, that it's not feasible or relevant for a person to be mekayim, so we try to substitute the Talmud Torah. And the Zos Torah Sa'ola and the Talmud Torah of the mitzvah serves as the equivalent for the actual kiyum. So maybe that idea is reflected here as well. Again, as we discussed yesterday, the ulai higia tormoso, because again, Rabbeinu Yonah here is talking about a lifetime perspective. When a person has something he wants to do at some point in his life, so when it comes to that, then a person should have the perspective of Shema Yomas Lamocha. Because if I don't have that perspective of Shema Yomas Lamocha, I'll always put it off to the next day. And eventually, that's going to boomerang. At a certain point, so then always putting it off to the next day, at a certain point, that is gonna backfire. So the Medrash of Rabbeinu Yonah is quoting, does support that understanding that l'chadesh here means to look for a new mitzvah. Again, l'chadesh could have meant Kodesh Baruch Hu was mechadesh b'chol yom tu v'maaseh b'reishis, but you know the earth is still going around the sun, so l'chadesh could mean to renew also. But the fact that kol ha'osa mitzvah achas samach misaso, so dome that he had been missing that mitzvah until this point, it supports that understanding. What is this idea? what is this idea that because a person does a mitzvah samach l'misaso, that it's dom shakim kol ha'Torah? So you perhaps as follows. Let's say, imagine you're sitting for an exam, and it's a 1 hour exam, But the questions, there's no way anyone is going to be able to answer all the questions within that 1 hour. I don't know. Why is it designed that way? I don't know. To make sure that everyone uses the hour fully, to impress upon people just how much material there is. Okay, there could be different reasons, but that's the way it's designed. It's designed that you're supposed to work for the entire hour, but beyond that hour, but realize that there's so much material, so many questions here. There's going to be other things which you won't get to. So then the student taking the exam is wondering, but Anderson, so how am I going to be graded then? How's the grading going to work? It seems, you know, it's built in that I can't finish. So the answer is, but we're not going to grade that way. We're going to grade sort of based on the trajectory. We're going to extrapolate from what you did to what you would have done if you had an endless amount of time. And that's how the grading will be done. So then that's very reassuring. So that's takafir. So when a person is nifter, so his time runs out. How is it what was left unaccomplished, what the person didn't do? So how do we view that? So if we see that the person was using his time to do mitzvahs, to learn Torah, so we extrapolate from there. And we say, no, this is a person who devoted himself to Kol HaTorah Kulah. Because look, that's what the trajectory was. Okay, so Yimeishan HaSeinu B'Yom Shivim Shana. We don't have an unlimited amount of time, so we can't accomplish unlimited. But we sort of extrapolate from what the person did do and the amount of time he had available to him. And hein l'tov, hein l'mutov. V'chol osa ve'achasam l'klam yisaso. But if we see what he was using his limited time for, so don't make it be take all the time. V'yesh ha'noshem ha'shadol yagishu b'nyan ha'movis ta'asos tzedal ha'darach l'sakin ma'asehim. V'lo yadu alibam nyomosam ad bo'o v'heim nimshalim kem behemos. We do find in the animal kingdom that animals have a sense of the future, that animals plan for the future. Leichel nemol otzel u'eidracha v'chaykom shalom elo says, right? So ants are they put away food. They have IRAs. The man who's speaking. Squirrels. Right, this is in English. There's a figure of speech to squirrel away. Right, if you put away money, if you save something, so you're squirreling it away. Why? Because the squirrels are putting away acorns. So, man is not unique in having a sense for the future, but Baruch Hu implanted that sense and that capacity in the animal kingdom as well, that they have a sense for the future, but they don't have perspective they don't have an awareness of mortality. We do, because since we have an eternal soul, and for us, mortality represents a transition, not an end. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed us with the capacity to be able to plan for that. There's nothing awaiting the animal after Yom HaTzvicha. The animal doesn't need to know that. The animal doesn't need to have an ability, to have a capacity to what's the animal going to do with the awareness of Yom HaTzvich? There's nothing to do with it. The animal does need to be to plan for the future. It's not going to be so easy to find acorns in the winter. So then you got to do something about it now. But a person who's supposed to, his life is not supposed to end with Olam Hazeh Degem Mortality, but his life is supposed to transition to Chaya Netzach, to eternal life. So therefore, a person's in a position and has a need to plan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this awareness. He gave us an awareness to be. It's an amazing thing, right? From an Olam Hazeh Dikud perspective, we have an awareness to see beyond when, in terms of our own existence, there is no more Olam Hazeh. When you think about it, it's an amazing capacity that we have. And we have it. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. But if a person chooses to just get so involved in Olam Hazeh for the sake of Olam Hazeh, his goals, his aspirations, his focus isn't on what's enduring. It's just Olam Hazeh for the sake of Olam Hazeh. A person can and needs to be involved in Olam Hazeh for the sake of Dvarim Ruchniyim, for the sake of transcendent things. It's part of the balance that the Torah wants, that a person should earn a living, that a person should take care of his health. A person can and should be involved in Inyanei Olam Hazeh, but he can and should be involved in Inyanei Olam Hazeh for ultimately transcendent goals. And when a person doesn't have those goals, he's just involved in Olam Hazeh for the sake of Olam Hazeh. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. So the unique capacity which distinguishes a human being, which is that awareness of mortality, and it's an awareness given to us in order that we should know and therefore plan and live our lives accordingly. So then he's no different than a behemoth. Perish katzon shatu nafshon l'shol kila yagishu binyan mosam ad bo'o pisom. Okay, so we'll stop here for now. We now, Mr. Shem, will resume at around 12:45 or so with the continue in the Sugya Yom Sochar. Okay, Vasa, have a very good morning. Productive morning. Everyone should be well. Be safe. Be'ezus Hashem.